What is up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Surfing the Stream, where every week we are on a quest to find out what is the greatest movie of all time. I am Matt Primo, joined by Josh Primo.
What's up, bitches?
And this week we are back. At the end of the last episode, we had talked about the movie that we were going to review this week, knew nothing about it, and that is The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. This is a movie that you can find on Amazon Prime or Show. I forget
Paramount.
what. Do what?
It was on Amazon, but if you have Paramount, you can watch it too.
Okay, so it was on Paramount. So yeah, if y'all have that, you can go check it out there. In preparation of this review, if you've seen it before, obviously you can continue on. But there will be spoilers from here on out. Like always, there are links down below to our social media accounts. Go like, follow, subscribe, do all that bullshit. Would really help us get our names out there. There's also links to our merch as well as our Patreon, patreon.com/2game. That's where the majority of people support us at is there. So regardless, thank you for clicking on this and watching us talk about movies every single week. So we're just gonna jump right into this, guys. The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. Through the innocent eyes of Bruno, an 8-year-old son of the commandant at a German concentration camp, a forbidden friendship with a Jewish boy on the other side of the camp fence has startling and unexpected consequences. This movie is directed by Mark Herman, who has also directed a bunch of shit I've never even fucking heard of before. Hope Springs, Purely Belter, and Little Voice. If those are your favorite movies, I'm sorry, I've never fucking heard of them. Budget is $12.5 million, and it grossed $40.4 million. It stars Asa Butterfield, David Thewlis, Rupert Friend, and Vera Farmiga. I'm probably saying all those wrong. Go fuck yourselves, okay? Maybe they should have just have easier names. Runtime, 1 hour and 34 minutes, and it was released November 26, 2008. I have three fun facts for y'all. This was shot on location in Hungary, and Vera Farmiga is the only American actress in the movie. Instead, they got British actors to play fucking German people. But I digress. While the concentration camp is never mentioned by name, Auschwitz was the only Nazi death camp with four crematoriums in it. And with that being said, I got my tablet popped up right here because I wanted to bring up something about the book versus the book and the movie versus the real world. Okay.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Why do I keep seeing fucking thumbs up pop up on my screen?
Well, I have not figured that out yet. It just randomly does
Just
it.
like
It's not me. I'm not the one fucking doing it.
was just curious because I was just curious. I had never seen that before, but like I said, I had problems with audio on this one, so could be.
So yeah, I don't know what the thumbs up and thumbs down. I don't know how that pops up. It just randomly does it. Sometimes it gives me a thumbs down when I say something good, and sometimes it gives me a thumbs up when I say some fucked up shit. So, AI.
Yeah, fuck them bitches.
Right? Fuck them. That's why. So, a couple of things, and this might just take me a second because this is a long fucking page that I'm scrolling through. So, Bruno is the main character in the book. He's the young German boy whose father is a high-ranking Nazi. And throughout the entire movie, he kind of plays ignorant to the entire thing, right? Like he doesn't know that he's supposed to hate Jews, and he doesn't know that Hitler's like the end all be all, yada yada yada, right? So with his dad being a high-ranking senior officer as a Nazi, Bruno would have been by law a member of the Hitler Youth. He would have attended a German school where students regularly swore oaths to Hitler and where anti-Semitic propaganda infiltrated every part of the curriculum. Children were taught that the war was something to be proud of, as it meant that Germany would become a great power once more. So that's just a little difference in between the movie and the real world. Now take this with a grain of salt, okay? This is off of, what fucking website is this? Holocaust.org.uk. So I'm assuming they know what they're talking about. In the movie, the grandmother fucking dies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they told him that she died by sickness. And actually, they're implying that she was killed because she was going against the fatherland. So a minority of German civilians resisted Nazi ideology. Nazi authorities stamped out resistance to the regime quickly and brutally. So there's that. And Schmall's characterization portrays Jewish victims as passive and unresisting. However, Jewish resistance did exist both in and outside the concentration and death camps. Essentially, the movie portrays the Jews as just fucking throwing their hands up and just letting it happen, when actually, historically speaking, they fought back quite frequently and they weren't as passive with it. And yeah, and that's just, I don't want to dive into this entire article, but if y'all want to go into the, this is a good movie to kind of refresh your mind on all the atrocities that happened, during the Holocaust and all that. So highly recommend going to do some research on that. And now we can finally jump into the actual movie, sir. What were your expectations going into it?
Mine was, my expectations was kind of middle of the road, because this is not typically a movie I would pick to watch. I knew it was going to be dialogue heavy. But then I seen a clip of kind of like the trailer of it on TikTok, and I was like, why the fuck is this drawing me in? And that's when I brought it up to you. I was like, this is going to be the movie I pick.
Interesting. Interesting. The only thing that I have wrote down for expectations was, is this going to be fucking Romeo and Juliet, but with two dudes? That was all I put. Those were my expectations. I honestly, all I read was a brief synopsis, and it wasn't even, I don't even think it said anything about them being German and a Jew. It just said a forbidden friendship across a fence. I was like, that sounds like fucking Romeo and Juliet, but I digress. You don't agree?
Okay.
You don't agree with that?
Hey man, don't go against Romeo and Juliet.
Hey, I'm not judging by any means. So it's gonna be interesting to see where our expectations kind of fall with how we actually feel about the movie. Now, one thing that I will say going into this review is, dude, I don't even feel like I can fucking joke on this podcast today for multiple reasons. But for the subject matter, I feel like I feel like it'd be fucking wrong to joke about any of this.
You know, as fucked up as I am, I also felt the same.
I was like, I was trying to write my notes in like a funny kind of way, and I was like, I feel like I would get fucking canceled for this. I'm a fucking whoop.
Yeah, it's a lot more serious of a movie than I expected, for sure.
So what did you ultimately feel about it?
Fucking love this movie.
Yeah,
freaking yes, man, I did. This movie lit a fire into like emotions and shit, and it made me feel all funny and sad. You know, I just got to give my hats off to an author, or an author, a, well, he was an author, a producer and writers and stuff, to be able to you know, turn that book into such an emotional event or movie, I guess. I thought it was great. I didn't think I would ever like it, but for some odd reason, my favorite parts of this movie are when it's more dialogue heavy. And I'd never read the book. I didn't even know this was a book. So the ending came as a big fucking surprise to me.
You know, I'm curious to know, at what point were you like, Did your mind go from like, oh man, they're gonna fucking find his dad? Okay, all right. I'm sure they'll find him inside the camp, and they'll end up killing the, the Jewish boy and whatnot. And then you kind of just pick up on some vibes that they're going with, and you're like, oh fuck, come on, guy, you're not doing this. No. Don't lead him. Oh, this is fucked up. This is hitting me right in the fucking feels.
I didn't catch that until they were shuffled into the shower, and I was like, there's no fucking way. Because I figured his dad would find him and beat his ass or something like that, you know? And maybe for some odd reason, I thought it was going to have like one of those cliche endings where it's like, oh, his father realizes this is wrong and gets out of the military or something. Something cliche that would not have happened. But now they said, fuck that.
They said, fuck that. So I think ultimately this is a good movie. I do have issues with the movie for sure. I didn't sit through this movie and, look at my watch and say, shit, I got fucking 30 minutes left in this movie. No, it's actually paced pretty damn well. Now, granted, it's an hour and a half, which I think is perfect. With that being said, it probably could have used, I don't know, 10 or 15 more minutes, maybe. Honestly, it could have used a little more time. And with what we got, it's good. But the issue is, and it's the biggest issue that I have with the entire movie, it's the fact that we don't really get enough time with the two boys. We don't, I don't feel like that relationship was fleshed out enough, or developed enough to really. And it's weird because I feel like any criticisms that I say about this movie, I feel like I'm going to be fucked up in the opinions of it, Because when I say this, it's going to feel like I don't feel anything for the ending, which is not true. Because the ending is, it's fucked up, it's horrific. I mean, it just kind of shows you the fucked up shit that happened during the Holocaust, right? But with that being said, I feel like the ending could have been better earned if they had developed that relationship just a little bit more, maybe another scene or two. We don't get a whole lot from Schmall and his character. He's a pretty much a one-dimensional character. And I wish they would have developed that relationship a little bit more. It was essentially they just sat there and talked about, I don't know, the just random shit. And it felt more like a Q&A session between the two when they were interacting with
I
each
can't
other.
disagree. I can't disagree with you. 100%, I agree. My one critique for the movie is I'm like you. I don't feel like the two boys had enough character development there for us to really, dive deep into their characters. And my favorite parts of the movie is actually when they are at the fence talking back and forth.
Agreed. Agreed. The thing is with this movie, there's a I don't know how I don't know what they want me to feel about this movie. And I'll kind of explain that a little bit more. This has a weird, like heartwarming family tone throughout a majority of this movie, even with the subject matter. I don't know. It feels like a family movie. Does that did you ever get that tone or those vibes? Like, I don't know if it was the score or what it was.
They definitely focus more on the family aspect.
Oh no, I'm talking like not I know it's the family aspect of the movie. I'm talking like this felt like a movie that you could watch. I don't know why you would make your kids watch this at such a young age, but it feels like a popcorn movie, Friday night movie night kind of thing that you would put it on and y'all would just learn about these characters and whatnot. It had a weird, almost kind of like a PG feel to it. Even
Y'all
though it's
have a weird ass
PG-13,
fucking movie night at your house.
I'm not saying I wouldn't let my kids watch this, not right now.
Yeah.
What I'm saying, I'm trying to describe you what I'm trying to get at. It just has a weird, like heartwarming feel to it, and I don't feel like I should have that. And maybe that's because they focus too much on the family aspect of it. Why am I feeling bad or feeling some type of way other than, anger or anything like that towards this Nazi family? Like they make us want to care for them and that they lost their son, but I don't feel like I should be on that side. I feel like I should be relating and caring more about the Jewish side of the story.
See, I took the aspect of, how children are kind of naive to how horrid this world can be, and I feel like we're looking through Bruno's eyes to his family, not what I see on the outside looking into a Nazi family, but what Bruno sees. Because he's proud of his dad, loves his dad, but then, he is innocent to the fact that, he doesn't understand why he hates Jews. And he just sees another boy that he wants to play with, and he can't because it's Jewish. And I think it just shows you how innocent children are, and they have no prejudice, and it's, taught into them. Is the way I took it.
No. I absolutely agree with that. I'm just saying, why am I being made to care for, like, it's tragic to lose a kid regardless, like he was innocent in this case. But I don't know. The tone was weird. It made me care about the Nazi family in a weird way. Like it wanted me to see it from their point of view. And I didn't necessarily like that. And that's, I mean, that the
I
entire
can
movie was.
I see what you mean.
Like, you get what I'm saying? Like, it feels weird.
It does because, for that split second when the dad figures it out, you're like, oh fuck. You feel bad for him, but then you're like, wait a minute, he's a fucking piece of shit. So,
Exactly. Like,
but at
fuck
the
that
same
guy.
time, I've grown to like Bruno so much.
Yeah,
I feel worse for him.
I'm gonna be completely honest. I don't know of a movie that I have watched before that I am so conflicted with my emotions while watching it. I don't know how to feel about the characters, honestly. Because real world, real life stuff, Nazis are pieces of shit. Like, they fucking deserve to die for what they fucking did, right? And in this movie, you care about this little kid. Well, I mean, he's innocent to it all for sure. So, I mean, I can't really fucking hate him. He doesn't understand it, But then you have the mom who kind of sides with, not being evil and cruel to the Jews, even though there's kind of some character issues there, because I feel like towards the beginning of the movie, I'm thinking it's more so like she is supposed to act like that, not necessarily how she feels about the Jews, because she kind of like gives them like a side eye and kind of grimaces at them when Pavel walks in, and she's kind of like grossed out by
Yeah.
it. But like towards the end of the movie, she's like, this is fucking wrong. Like, I'm not going to subject my kids to this. So they make you kind of, I don't know, care about her in a weird way. But then when the kid dies, you have the dad, and you're like, fuck, that's fucked up. But also, fuck him. Like, I'm so conflicted with how to feel about any of these characters, and I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
I'd say it's almost a good thing. I mean, I can't remember the last movie I've watched where it's like it draws the emotions out of you. You don't know to be pissed off or sad for somebody. So, I mean, I give them props for, telling a story and pulling emotions from it.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, the ending, man. What's funny? It's not funny. What's interesting about the ending They fucking tease the fuck out of that, and we should have picked up on it throughout the entire movie. Yeah, they fucking hinted
Yeah,
at
with
that
the
shit the
smoke,
entire movie.
oh yeah, the smokestacks and all the people going missing and all that, yeah. But you know what blows my fucking mind though, is if he would have just dug out Schmall instead of going in to look for his dad. That's what. But little kids don't think like that.
Don't you think, if he was in there, you would have found him already?
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a huge camp. But I think that goes to the naiveness of the kids, you know, thinking that if he snuck in, he could repay him for being mean to him by helping him find his dad.
What's super interesting about that relationship is Bruno lies twice. That helps and hurts. Why the fuck are there balloons on my fucking screen? Did you fucking see that?
I did. I was like, "Happy birthday!"
That was fucking weird. So Bruno lies twice. One benefits him and one hurts him. So he lies about. Give he lies to help him, to give him food, right? Lies to his mom,
Yeah.
but then he lies again when he says to the other officer, Rupert Friend's character. He says he doesn't know this kid at all. He was just found in here eating, and that lie also hurts him. Versus, so I thought it was interesting that they kind of they flipped it. Bruno has lied twice in this movie. One was to hurt him, one was to help him. But with that
And
being
let's give
said,
Bruno
I feel
credit.
like I get that kids like forgive each other pretty fucking quickly, but I feel like that conversation was like, hey, bruh, like we good? Like that's the entire conversation that
Yeah,
was happened.
I think that extra couple of minutes could have built that right there. But I want to give Bruno credit. That dude made one big ass sandwich to bring that kid.
And how did you not know that shit fell out of your damn back pocket?
Yeah, the hell you doing in my house and eating a big ass sandwich and shit?
Fucking movie is that?
Friday after next.
Oh,
Craig
yeah.
catches the crackhead Santa in there.
Yeah, that's right.
Ho, where the fuck the milk and cookies?
I remember what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I did like how Bruno when he eats Pavel for the first time and he's talking to him, when he's bandaging his leg up, Pavel says, I practice as a doctor, and Bruno fucking straight up just murks that dude with, yeah, it couldn't have been any good if you just practiced. God damn.
And then he was telling who was that? He was telling something about Pavel, and he says, "Yeah, but he gave all that up just to peel potatoes."
Yeah, right. That goes to, like you said, just them being so naive about what's going on that they just don't even understand the situations that they're in.
Yeah.
But the one last thing that I'll say
It was a
about the
powerful
movie.
movie, man. It was a powerful.
Oh, absolutely. And I thought Vera Farmiga's character, the mom, I thought she fucking carried this movie along with the Bruno. I mean, Bruno, I mean, he's a kid actor, so I mean, he couldn't have been like that amazing, but I mean, Bruno was really good in this movie, but I feel like the mom's character, the mom's acting was spot on. Like it was so good. Like at the end when she realizes kind of what happened, the screaming and whatnot, and again, that falls back to it's a horrific ending and it just hits you right in the feels, and you don't know how to feel because, I mean, technically she is part of the Nazis, even though she doesn't necessarily agree with it. So it's like, it's got this clusterfuck of emotions that you don't know what to do with. But I thought her acting was really good.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that at all.
What would you end up rating this, sir?
I gave it a 4.5. Big
God
guns.
dang.
I like this movie, man. I did. I mean, in a million years, would you have thought I'd have said, let's watch the guy, the boy in striped pajamas?
Pajamas. Oh, no, honestly. When I started watching it, I was like, did he know to, like, is this on purpose? Like, this is a weird movie for you to pick. It really was.
It was, and I don't know, man. It was one of those movies that I'm like, I'm glad I watched this movie.
So, I've been thinking about this movie for the last couple of days. I think I finished it yesterday. So, last night and then today, I've been thinking about this movie and how I truly feel about it. On one hand, it's emotional. It has the horrific ending, although it doesn't really feel, and again, this sounds fucked up when I say this, but I don't feel like they did the character work to make that ending feel earned, or like it felt like that ending was just kind of abrupt. Like, oh fuck, like this whole movie's been fucked up, but like this is like really fucked up. Like we went like to the other end of the spectrum in terms of how fucked up it can be, you know? And I don't feel like it was completely earned for me to like, let's take it this away. Take away the fact that this, like, let's pretend like this did not happen in the real world. Okay. Let's just say it happened in this movie and you're like, oh, that's fucked up. Would we feel the same about this ending if it did not happen in the real world? I don't know. I feel like it wouldn't be as earned. We are horrified by the ending because of, well, fuck, this kind of shit happened in real life, you know? So I don't feel like it was earned. I don't know if I'm conveying that in a right way. I don't want people commenting in the section saying, oh, you're a fucking neo-Nazi supporter or some bullshit. I'm not, okay? What I'm saying is I don't feel like the writers and the director got that ending earned for those characters themselves. I do feel like do you understand what I'm saying? Or do I feel like I'm talking in circles here, but I don't know if it's conveying what how I really feel.
I'm letting you down that hill by yourself, sir.
You're such a fucking dick. Such a fucking dick. Anyway.
I get what you're saying. The character arc, I guess, could have been deeper. I get what you're saying. While we cared for the two boys, if it would have been developed just a little bit differently, we'd have really cared and had more deeper of an emotion to the ending.
Yes. More or less, that's what I mean. Yeah, I originally gave it 3 stars. I thought it was a good movie. I thought it was a good movie. I'm gonna end up giving it a 3.5, I think. I think it's pretty good. I think it's worth a watch, honestly. Will I ever watch this movie again? Probably not. Maybe years down the road when I kind of want to introduce, you know, the kids. Hey, this is what fucking happened, you know, years and years and years ago, you know, maybe to introduce that to them this way versus, you know, something more, you know, like R-rated or whatnot. But for the most part, this isn't a movie that I feel like I can and would want to watch multiple times just based on the subject matter and the ending, which the ending, it sucks, but it's also like, I mean, see, this is like the most difficult movie to fucking review. Like, it was a good ending, but it fucking sucked. So fucking weird. Fuck you for making me review this.
I can see why I scored it higher than you. I don't know. I get what you say, but at the same time, I just, I appreciate the quality of work they put into it, and I felt emotion, so I was happy.
Yeah, man, this is just this. I'm not gonna lie. This is one of the toughest movies that I've had to review And we've done 270 fucking episodes, 280 episodes, something like that. This is probably the most difficult one. Is I put this in the category because comedies are just are difficult to review because it's just us quoting a fucking movie the entire time. But this is like just a standalone review. This is probably the most difficult one because it's difficult to convey the story versus how it was in real life and how I feel about it in real life. Like those are two separate emotions that I don't know how to separate it from the movie enough to critique it in a good way. But 3.5 stars, I recommend going to check it out. It is a pretty good movie, for sure. And like Josh said, it's on Paramount Plus. You can go check it out there. If it's, I don't know, it's like $5, $6, I'd fucking rent it and watch it. I think it's worth it.
Yeah, definitely.
But guys,
Better
if
you
you
can
have
read the book.
seen, I don't read. I've tried, and I don't do the whole reading thing. It puts me to sleep.
Well, the father dies in a book, bitches.
Damn, spoiler alert.
I'm gonna go out on a limb and say anybody listening to us does not doesn't no, not reading the book first.
Not read the book first. So yeah, The Boy in the Striped Pajamas. If you have seen it, leave us a comment below. Let us know what you think of the movie. Is this a difficult movie to review? Let us know. Like, what kind of emotions are you feeling after watching this? And then go and hit that like button, subscribe to us. You can support us however you want. We greatly appreciate it regardless. Next week. This is a movie that I was not planning on reviewing, but Josh came to me and was like, "Bro, have you watched this fucking movie?" "Yeah, I watched this movie. I fucking told you about it the other day, but it is what it is. I'm not gonna judge." But that is Leave the World Behind. It is the number one movie on Netflix this past week, and it's a movie that has gotten positive reviews, but people tend to fall one way or the other. Like, you either fucking really like it or you don't. So I think that review is going to be super interesting, especially to deep dive into some of the Easter eggs and the hidden things, hidden messages that they kind of make throughout that entire movie. So go ahead and watch that movie in preparation of our review. I highly recommend you do that. Don't listen or watch our review beforehand. Because it's definitely not a movie that you want spoiled for you in any way. Just go experience it and then come to us. But sir, I appreciate you joining me.
Yes, sir.
And guys,
Next
that
time
is
I'll
going
call
to
from Afghanistan and I'll have better service.
Yes. Your fucking service sucked this time.
But it did. It did. I thought it was going to be a problem, and it was.
Where are you at right now?
Huntsville, Tennessee.
Well, there you fucking go right there, being in fucking Tennessee. You're the only
Yeah.
tan I see. Fucking hate
How
that
about them vols?
dude. Roll Tide.
See,
Different
I wasn't
state.
gonna go there.
Di di
I
different
thought
different
it
state, but go fuck yourself, okay? Oh, what the fuck ever, man. All right, guys. We will catch y'all next week on another review. Laters.
later.